بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تونيز حديث عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said اللهم مصرف القلوب. O Allah who turns the hearts. مصرف القلوب is the one that turns the hearts. O Allah that turns the hearts. O Allah that turns the hearts, turn our hearts to your obedience. صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. Turn our hearts to your obedience. What a lovely dua. Short dua, small dua, but filled with meaning. That O the one that turns the hearts. O Allah who turns the hearts, turn our hearts to your obedience. This heart is such a thing, it's a small thing, very, very small thing. But when that heart is actually turned and its attention is now on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is a very, very fortunate person. This heart is such a thing that once the heart takes to something, then to get the heart to leave that thing becomes very, very hard. We were once in Jamaat in Palestine, and when we were leaving, we were finishing our time, then the Amir had given us some advice. This was in 1998. So he gave some beautiful advices. So one of the advices that he had given when we were leaving, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person four quwwas, four strengths, four taqats. And these four strengths are such that if a person uses them correctly, it will take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he uses these four strengths in the wrong way, it will take him far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first strength that Allah Pak has given a person is his financial muscle, his financial strength, this money, this wealth that Allah Pak has given him. This is one type of strength, one type of security that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person. The person uses his wealth correctly, he uses his money correctly, this can take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next strength, the next power, the next quwwah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person is the power of the body. The physical strength that the person has got. This physical strength also, if used correctly, used properly, this will also help a person to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person is the strength of the mind. This mind is used correctly, the thinking of the person is done correctly, what we normally refer to fikr. The fikr of the person is correct, then this will also help a person to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is very easy. To spend a person's financial strength is very easy. To man just to give his money, that is easy. But ask a man to give his money and to give himself, now it becomes a little bit harder. And then after a person gives his money, gives himself, ask him now to give his mind also. So very often we give our money for something, for some cause. We may give some time also for some cause, but our mind is not really there in that cause. So that is the third strength now, which is even more stronger strength, where a person is actually applying his mind, he's thinking and he's using his mind to get some work done, to get some objective fulfilled. This is a third form of strength that Allah Pak has given every person. But the strongest power, the strongest strength, the strongest muscle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person is the heart. Because once that heart is turned and once that heart takes to something, thereafter to get that heart to leave something is very difficult. Very, very, very difficult. And this is the strongest strength that the person has got, is his heart is there. So therefore you find that to give the wealth is easy, to give sometimes time is easy, to start thinking and focusing is easy, but once a man's heart is there, and you've got a man in totality, you've got his wealth, you've got himself, you've got his mind, you've got his heart, you've got everything. So therefore the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who turns the heart, turn our heart to your obedience. If our heart is there in your obedience, then everything is there in your obedience. The nice Urdu saying that har cheez bhi maza hai agar dil bhi jaga hai, that a person will get enjoyment in everything so long as he got a place in his heart. He got place in his heart for it, then he'll find enjoyment in everything. In making zikr also he'll find enjoyment. In making tilawat of Quran he'll find enjoyment. In helping the poor and the weak and seeing to the needs of his parents and his seniors he'll find enjoyment, so long as he got place in the heart. How often you find a person, for example, he may like cricket, he dislikes the sport. It doesn't matter, from young he'll collect items, he'll collect cricket bats, he'll collect stumps, sometimes he'll collect t-shirts of players, sometimes the person will keep an album, person will do different things, Why? He's got love for that sport, so he'll keep it. Even up till old age now, he starts showing his grandchildren that, see, I used to play, and this was the place and the club that I used to belong to. Why? The person has got a place for it in his heart. But a person that has got place for deen in his heart, how much this person will do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that we're supposed to take our hearts towards. Not the things of the dunya, but actually the things of akhirat, because these are the things that will benefit us, and these are the things that will help us. So here we find this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a small dua, but so full in meaning, that oh, the one that turns the hearts, turn our heart to your obedience. Now this one ayat of the Quran, it's a dua also, is something for us to try and make. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O our sustainer, do not cause our hearts to stray after you have guided it. After you've given our hearts that guidance, you've turned it towards you, you've turned it towards hidayat. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not cause our hearts to stray after you have guided us. Grant us your mercy. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Grant us your mercy from your side, for verily, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. You are the great giver. You are the person that gives greatly. You are the one that gives generously. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant it to us, and do not cause our hearts to stray after you have guided us. So this is a concern of a believer and a mu'min, that one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must correct our hearts, turn our hearts in the right direction. And the second thing is, after Allah Pak has given us that direction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not cause our hearts to stray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.